From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
So Apple, I'm checking this morning, down 490 or about 3% when I looked. So are we freaking out about this?
No, good. We're not. Hey, it's Freedom Day though, Mike. Restaurants, cafes, you can go to the pub.
Okay.
You can go to the pub. Hey, but while you're sort of celebrating with your eggs, Benny, your cheeky Chardonnays, maybe a cool lager. Yep. The wheels of commerce have kept sort of turning overnight. So we got a bit of an unexpected announcement from Apple yesterday. So we've been talking about the Omicron shuffle all going on all week, sort of higher levels of volatility, higher levels of uncertainty. And what this means is when you have a big announcement, there is the potential for that news to have an exaggerated effect, you know, so people to be a little bit more nervous. So I've been watching with great interest the share price of Apple overnight and its effect on the NASDAQ index, because according to news reports yesterday, Apple has advised its suppliers of a new problem, an unexpected one, slowing demand. Now, we're all aware of the global supply chain sort of crunch. How could we not be? That's making production challenging. This is a little unexpected. So what effectively happened yesterday, we were told the company has told its component suppliers that demand for the new Apple i13 has weakened. Yes, we're up to the iPhone 13. I'm not sure if I even got the 12. Look, this is not great news for a company like Apple, though, as you head into the important holiday selling and sales period. Now, Apple, it had an original target of 90 million units of sales for the various i13 models. Now, reportedly, it cut that production target by 10 million units. Now, that reduction was due to the lack of availability of parts. There's a supply chain issue. The reduction was not because of a demand issue, apparently. However, as ever, so this was all looked quite alarming yesterday. Take a deep breath. Despite this unexpected demand slump, you're absolutely right, Mike. The share price hasn't reacted that badly overnight. Now, analysts are still expecting at this stage for Apple to have a record holiday season. So sales projected to increase 6% to a staggering $117.9 billion. Just crazy, isn't it? Now, share price did fall. So the previous close, 164.77, fell to 157.80. But as we speak, it has recovered just under 162 bucks last time I checked. And the NASDAQ's still in the green. So no worries.
Okay, what about the coffee? So what are we going on here?
Right, now let's all just sit down. Let's all just sit down, because let's move on to something really important. Now, Mike, my life has a few fairly crucial components, those things without which things can get a little ropey. So, and I admit to a dependency here, some may say a low-level addiction. I'm talking about, of course, Robusta coffee, Caffea Arabica, the elixir of life. And it's not looking good for us coffee lovers out there. Coffee price has been on absolute tear this year. Actually, chart looks a little bit like an out-of-control cryptocurrency. So we're talking multi-year highs. I'd say decades, because this last time this happened was in 2011, so it's one decade anyway. So what's going on? There's a confluence of factors, as usually happens in these cases. It's being referred to as a perfect storm of events. It has come off the highs in the last day or two, but it's still right up there. If I look at the generic active futures contracts, it's more than doubled this year, Mike. So what's happened? You've got weather issues in Brazil. You've got generational lows in temperatures. They've even had frost in some growing areas. They've had drought. I feel sure that climate change is going to get the blame here at some stage. This is all affecting the yield. This will affect the yield later in the season. You have those supply chain constraints as well, or supply or the logistics, because a lot of coffee beans are processed in a totally different part of the world from where they're grown. Other coffee exporting countries, Ethiopia, that should be on your democracy watch, Mike, the civil unrest there. Vietnam, a big producer, COVID-19 there apparently is going to affect production. And of course, it's an agricultural commodity, Mike. You can't just ramp up production and make more. It takes a little while. You've got to let the trees grow. So enjoy your iteration. Whatever the listeners out there have, for me, it's a nice long black, a little bit of cream, splash of hot water, the La Vivienne bubbling away quietly in the corner of my room. But next year, it could be more expensive.
All right, what are the numbers? Do you realise, by the way, that yep. I went down your Greek thing. A lot of people who are classicists say Omicron as well.
Yes, Omicron. I could be, the sheer weight of public opinion is probably going to force me to say it differently. But
you reckon?
I think
you stick with it.
I'm going to hold out.
Good on you. What are
I'm going to hold out. The Dow Jones, have a look at this. Freedom Day, it's feeling it. It's up 653 points, 1.92%, 34675. The world is loving it. 64 points on the S&P 500, 4577 up 1.5%. And the NASDAQ up 0.8%, 15,386. The FTSE 100, 7129, down 39. The Nikkei lost 182, 27753. Shanghai Composite down 3573. The ASX 200, they lost 11, 7225. NZX 50, 12,670, down 54. We've got to rally today, surely. The New Zealand dollar, 0.6814 against the US, 0.9600 Aussie, 0.6028 euro, 0.5121 pounds, 77.09 yen. Gold, $1,765.78. And something's going on in the oil market. Yep. The price fell to 65 bucks at one stage. I'm not sure why, but it's bounced back, $69.62.
You have a good weekend, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.